NaNoWriMo is nearly over. So what now? Hey, everyone. Welcome to an episode of How to Write the Future with your host, Beth Barani. That's me. I am a writing teacher, creativity coach, and science fiction and fantasy novelist. And I created this podcast to offer you tips for your writing life, craft, publishing, marketing, and the writer's mindset, something I call the writer's stance. My mission is to help you, empower you to step into your practice of writing your amazing stories, because I believe that stories have power. We all learn how to be because of the stories in our culture. So I encourage you to inject your stories into the culture, because what we vision, we help make so. I have a different kind of episode for you today. It's me chatting with my husband, Ezra Barani, also a writer. And at the very end, I have a special message for you from, I'm just going to say a special message, not from me, not from Ezra. You'll have to stay tuned to the end. And congratulations, everyone who participated in NaNoWriMo. All right, here we go. All right, some tips you can do once you're finished with NaNoWriMo. Put your book aside. And Ezra, you were saying...
This is just notes for us, right?
Yeah, but it's going to transcribe, and I might use some of it.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, keep it casual.
Play with taglines. Do a search for how to write taglines and book blurbs online. Templates are fun, and play with it. Book trailers. Play with instant video makers. Find some images you like.
And some music. And make a book trailer.
Royalty-free.
Yeah, royalty-free. And you're also saying log lines. Yeah, it can be really exciting to play with the finished product of your book. What will it look like? What will the cover be? Play with Canva and design a cover. Play with ideas for marketing the book. You can just jump over the editing process for the moment and stay in that first draft energy that's so exciting. Yeah. And put the manuscript aside. Really give it a rest. And maybe I can talk a little bit more about why that's important. Personally, I think it helps when you edit, you want to have distance from the work you edit so that you can make decisions that's best for the story and not be so attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to edit when I don't remember what it was like to write the first draft of it. And that for me personally is like a few months easily. It depends. How about you? How much time do you need before you feel ready to edit a first draft?
I usually forgot what I've done in 3 seconds.
1/1000, 2/1000.
What is this?
What?
I've never seen this before.
And
then I realize this is someone else's book that I'm starting to read.
No. Come on. That's just joking.
Also, 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months for you too as well. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. So really the most important thing to do as NaNoWriMo is coming to a close is celebrate, you know, December 1, celebrate. And if you're not done with your book, keep going. I mean, both you and I did write one novel in the span of 2 months and I finished it on December 31st. And that turned out to be about a 85,000 word novel. I've seen you start a book on November 1st and keep going into the spring. Because you're writing some big 100,000 word thing, remember?
Yeah, I thought a nice short story about the origin of Tinkerbell would be fun. But then I realized origin story, that does not sound like a short story. That sounds epic. So it turned into over 100,000 words.
Yeah, yeah. So keep going. You know, NaNoWriMo is a great place to start, but it isn't the be all end all, right? Being a writer is about writing all year round, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, great. Any other tips that we can give people as NaNoWriMo comes to a close?
I would say go out and enjoy yourself, interact, and tell people what you've done.
Mm-hmm. celebrate, not just by you, yourself, and you, you know, with your friends, with your fellow writers, with buddies, with, you know, the barista at the cafe. Yeah, celebrate. You did an amazing thing. It's incredible.
And think about this. If you were to go into, say, a grocery store, how many people in that entire grocery store could say they've written a book? Very few, if any. So you've done a huge accomplishment. And that's really something worthwhile to think about.
Mm-hmm. And celebrate. Mm-hmm. And something that I've done, it took me a while to get to this point, but I printed out my entire manuscript and held it in my hands. Mm. And that was incredible. Mm. Just to feel the weight of all those pages. So, so exciting. And share it with someone in your family who may not understand what it is you're doing and let them feel the weight. And they're like, oh, now I see what you've been spending your weekends and evenings and, you know, odd hours doing. Like, wow, that's impressive. Mm. And also, I have to say something that is really fun that I have done during the process of writing a first draft with you is I read pages to you, even, you know, crappy mm-hmm. first drafts, just mm-hmm. to get that instant, like, congratulations. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wait to the end of the month to celebrate. You could celebrate right now. You can celebrate every day when you write new content, new material for your story. It's a worthy thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
Anything else? I think that's good. It's a good...
Eat cashews.
Eat cashews, Ezra says. All right. I have one more tip for you, and that's from our cat, Rocket. Say it again. Really? Say it again. What do you want? Okay. All right, everyone. That's it for now. So write long and prosper.